Richard Oswald is a member of the board of the Missouri Farmers Union. He was one farmer who was impacted by flooding in 2019. Until last year, he lived on the Missouri River bottom in northwest Missouri's Atchison County.
I lived in my birthplace, the house my parents built, about 80 years ago, and it's sat there through three other Missouri River floods in the time that it was there and that I was there with no damage to the home.
But 2019 was different. Floodwaters reached the house, and Oswald was told by emergency management personnel that it's now uninhabitable and can't be restored. And the floods didn't just impact his residence.
Got a big impact on farmers in trying to grow a crop. We couldn't grow a crop last year because of the flood. The flood lasted all summer. And trying to deal with getting the crops out of the field and muddy conditions and the snowy and icy conditions that seem to all come together at once, where you have mud, snow, and ice, and that's making it more difficult.
Moving products in and out of Missouri was a challenge last year because long stretches of highways that cross the Missouri River remained closed for much of the summer. And the Gavilon Grain Elevator in Phelps City, which serves farmers in Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa, only recently reopened after it was forced to close last spring due to flooding. Oswald is concerned about the impact of climate change on agriculture and the possibility of even more flooding in the future.
The ability to move our crops to market, the ability to grow our crops, the ability to bring goods in and out of the state, even to generate power, is impacted by that.
Missouri has always had a variety of weather, and because of that, Tim Schnockenberg, agronomist with the University of Missouri Extension, says farmers and livestock producers have always had to be resilient.
Farmers just have to be prepared for anything when their livelihood depends on the weather.
Schnockenberg says, quote, there's always been extremes in our weather pattern, so it's not really anything new. But data show the weather in Missouri is becoming even more challenging for those in agriculture. There's less snowfall in the winter and more rain year-round. According to the Missouri Climate Center, 20 out of the past 34 winters, or 59%, saw above normal precipitation, and snowfall trends have been declining. Severe droughts left farm fields parched in 2012 and 2018. In recent years, floods have delayed planting times or prevented crops from being planted at all. According to NASA's Vital Signs of the Planet, 19 of the 20 warmest years on record have occurred since 2001, and carbon dioxide levels in the air are at their highest level in 650,000 years. In 2016, Missourians approved a 0.1% sales tax to focus on soil health. Ed Smith with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment says the money is helping, but
I don't think that it comes close to fully funding the needs of making sure that we're doing the type of soil health work that's needed to be resilient in the face of rapidly changing climate in terms of flooding and drought.
He fears that it will take more natural disasters impacting agriculture before those in leadership positions in Missouri will take action. To find out what farmers can do to become more resilient as climate change continues, KSMU reached out to the Missouri Department of Agriculture. In an email, department spokeswoman Sarah Geller replied to say, quote, "We do not have anyone on our team who is working on climate change issues. That topic is currently outside of the scope of issues and responsibilities our team members cover." That bothers James Tucker, a 28-year-old farmer in southern Polk County. He says he's, quote, extremely concerned about the impact of climate change on agriculture. According to Tucker, people in agriculture should be leading the charge for the U.S. government to address climate change.
Their livelihood depends on the weather and being able to raise a crop. And I think, honestly, like for the longest time, they were just denying that it was a problem. And there are a lot of people that still do. But I think the tide has turned a little bit in the United States and Missouri to like, okay, maybe it is a problem, but what can we do about it? Who cares? There's nothing we can do about it. And so maybe the next step is, well, if the government can come through and work with scientists to figure out things that can be done, particularly in agriculture, to address it or to help going forward, then if they can be incentivized, I think farmers would be receptive to probably adjusting their operations to better fit the changing climate or to combat climate change in the future.
farmers like Tucker are implementing new methods to deal with the increased rainfall and flooding and other impacts of climate change. One thing he and others have done is to plant cover crops in the winter, which Tim Schnakenberg says helps to reduce the amount of topsoil lost during heavy rain.
It helps to minimize exposed soil. And so when we do have those excessive rainfall events, you know, the soil is going to stay in place.
Schnakenberg says cover crops and soil conservation practices are more important now than they've ever been to keep topsoil in place. And planting cover crops has other benefits, too, for both farmers and the environment. For one thing, they improve the health of the soil. Carl Tiedemann is a co-founder of the organization Soil for Climate, based in Vermont, and whose mission is to advocate for soil restoration as a climate mitigation solution.
It used to be thought that leaving the soil bare or fallow allowed it to rest or recover. But as one microbiologist told me, you know, that soil isn't resting, it's dying.
According to Tiedemann, soil is kept healthy by plants, which leak nutrients into the soil in the form of a sugar syrup that provides food for soil bacteria and keeps the soil healthy.
Each plant makes its own special blend of syrup that it pumps into the ground to feed a certain microbial community. So the greater diversity of plants that you have above ground, the greater the diversity of the life below ground. And that allows the soil to perform more effectively.
And cover crops can also help control flooding and protect against drought. They also play a significant role in helping to mitigate climate change by removing greenhouse gases from the atmosphere where they're stored in soil. A study by the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln finds that North America has the highest potential of any continent for soil carbon storage. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.